We are Dromen, and you are listening to a story and an idea and a song. These things are difficult to bring to your ears and mind. Adam Tickets has helped us do that. Adam Tickets is an app that lets you buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and skip the lines at the theater. It is available to download on iPhone or Android. It is spelled A-T-O-M. I will talk to you about more things after Dan goes to sleep once again.
Wake up. Wake up. Did you have good and safe and wonderful dreams?
I didn't dream.
Now, why would you lie about something like that? You and me, we're always dreaming. I've always had trouble—
Wait. Wait. Clara. Lou. Are they okay? Did they come back yet?
Nope. And no signs of them.
Damn it. Is someone from LMG doing something? Are they organizing a rescue party?
I don't know. They've been out there a while. Maybe we'll get to make new friends.
So, we're just gonna...
Oh, I forgot the reason I came here and touched your sleeping body. Suit says it's scheduled.
Someone from LMG is gonna take over her body?
Its body, and yes. Come. I don't want to miss it. It's fun to watch. Come. Oh, and how are you feeling?
I'm fine. Better. Still...
You shouldn't do things like that, Dan. Your body is so new. You haven't explored it yet.
Great. So, how exactly do you want me to explore the shit that's replacing half my chest and...
Dan, be nice. And I want you to experiment and to have fun and to see the joy in the new you. Oh no, we're missing it!
I take it by their absence that Clara and Lou haven't returned yet.
No. How are we gonna go get them? Because I don't think I'd be able to, you know, walk for more than 20 minutes. And I don't think he's gonna be much help.
Hey, I am so very, very helpful.
It is the opinion of the corporation that is not our best interest to needlessly throw away resources.
So we're just gonna leave them out there?
Until such time that we determine an appropriate, non-resource-intensive course of action regarding the new world, you are to continue your map-making work.
Without any knowledge of what's actually out there.
I suggest that you focus your efforts on tapes relating to travel or transportation itself. Perhaps you will find something useful.
Great. Really glad you cut out a third of my body for this important work. I feel like I'm earning my paycheck here. I'm being paid for this, right?
Your paycheck is being deposited into your bank account on a biweekly basis. Now, if you will excuse me, I have a not inconsiderable amount of paperwork to get to.
Oh, wait for me! So does biweekly mean once every 2 weeks or twice a week? I never—
I'm going to the archive. You probably shouldn't follow me.
Oh.
God damn it. Okay. Travel. Three of them, and they're... I miss Ratty. First things first.
All right, there we are. I'm going to say the date and time for the recording, okay? It's August 3rd, 1997, about 5:15 p.m., and I'm talking to... Well, you haven't really told us your name, have you? It's all right. That's all right. I'm just talking. My name's Timothy, by the way. You can call me Tim. Here, do you want some water? Not so fast. Don't want you to choke on it. If you're hungry or thirsty or need some privacy, you just tell me, okay? But you need to tell me or else I won't know. Okay. That's fine. We don't have to talk. I'm just going to eat this pear here. You let me know if you need anything. You want any? It's good. It's ripe. It's tricky to get a ripe pear, you know? Seems like there's a 5-minute window between when they're wood and when they're...
I need a door.
Excuse me?
I need a door.
That's going to be tricky. There aren't any doors in this particular facility. We did that on purpose. We know how squirrely you are. You open a door and then, poof, you're gone. And then we hear reports that you're in Sao Paulo or Nairobi or Seoul. Happens with all of you.
I need a door.
Okay. Okay. I get that. But what I need is a little information about how you do the things you do, all right? It's fine. I'm patient. I've got my pair.
You won't understand it.
Try me. I can surprise you.
Do you know where we go when we disappear?
I don't, but I'd love to learn. Well, that was really lovely.
See? You don't understand. You don't understand the language, the bargains, the city. You don't understand any of it!
Hey, hey, it's okay. Now, I realize I don't understand, but this information is very important to the company I work for. Walking in one door and coming out another, anywhere on Earth, well, that's just exciting. There are so many things we could do with that, so help me understand.
I can't. You said so many wrong things. So many, 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 so many.
All right, tell me where I went wrong. What specifically was wrong?
We don't, it's not instant. We go somewhere and we can't stay for long. And it's dangerous, so dangerous. Even without you and your competitors trying to learn about us, and even without the cult calling us abominations and killing us outright, and even without the museum's rejects singing, and it's not about us, what we want, it's about it. We work for it. We love it. You have to love it if you want it to protect you.
Okay, slow down. So tell me where you go when you disappear.
The city!
Which city?
The city! It's dangerous. We can't stay there long.
All right. We can come back to that. Who or what is it? Who do you work for?
It's the sound of flapping wings. A god that cares about us. That talks to us. Not cosmic. On Earth. But such awe. It's no language.
Hey, hey, it's okay. I just want you to use your words. Use your words, all right? Are you there? God damn it.
God. I guess it's really...
Dan!
You're not supposed to listen.
Oh, I wasn't. Or I heard that there was a pause. I wasn't listening.
Sure.
But you're not supposed to listen to all of them at once. No binge listening. You should take breaks. Come on, let's go to the cafeteria.
No, the entire reason I'm here is to listen to these tapes and-
Got your tapes!
I'm really not in the mood. You, whatever you are. Yeah.
See, I even prepared your mararahi. Only a little zap in the microwave. Now, sit down and I can watch you eat.
Fine.
Come on, try the crackers. I hear they're edible.
Yeah.
Oh, do you not like the crackers?
No, They're fine. I guess I'm not hungry.
How long has it been since you last ate?
Since the goddamn motel room! I'll clean that up.
Oh, I guess you don't need to eat food anymore.
Guess not.
It's not so bad. You'll get used to it. I did. And at least you won't have to eat peaches again.
I guess that is true. Wait. How do you know about the peaches?
Oh, the podcast. I listen to all of the episodes and comment frequently on its subreddit. Are you not a fan?
No.
Why not?
I was on the run from LMG. I was trying to stay low. I know I told Mark to broadcast it, but I didn't want to be discovered. There's no way Mark kept his shit secure. Some listener probably emailed in and let LMG know right where I was.
Oh, so you haven't listened to the podcast?
I listened to the first couple episodes.
Okay. So I told myself I wouldn't do this when you came in here. I was like, hey, let's remember that you're going to be his surgeon and his colleague and maybe his friend, but I really want to clear some things up and I'm a really big fan and I did support the Patreon and can I ask you some questions?
I don't have anything to do with the goddamn Patreon. And you probably know more about the mystery stuff than I do. And now I'm talking like you. Fuck it, go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. I'll try to keep it short. So, what was up with those weird times? Was Ratty you from the future, or the previous employee who got transformed into a rat? And did you have a crush on Melody?
Those weird times?
When she was like, Melody Pendress, February 20th, 1840. I kind of thought she traveled back in time, but that didn't make any sense.
It's military time. 1840 means 6:40 p.m.
Oh, then why didn't she just say 6:40 p.m.? It would have been less confusing.
I don't know. I just listened to the tapes. And how would I know if Ratty was me from the future? It was just a rat.
Oh, rats don't usually squeak like that unless they're in pain. Were you torturing it?
No, I would never do something like that. And no, I don't have a crush on Melody. Not every guy and girl have to end up together.
Oh, well, I shipped it.
She had a girlfriend, and so did I.
Melody could have been bi, and I didn't like Tanya.
Great. You know, the whole not having a name thing is getting really old.
Oh, is it bothering you?
Yes!
I apologize.
I'm sorry, but can I give you a nickname or something?
Oh, I guess that could be all right.
Then what nickname do you want?
Would you mind calling me Rat?
Ugh, seriously?
It'll be fun. Like Ratty, but Rat.
If you try and convince me that you're the reincarnation of that fucking rat...
No! I just would like to be called Rat.
It's not a very flattering nickname.
Oh, I wouldn't want it to be.
Okay. Rat.
I've never been given a nickname before, and I am having so much fun with it, and it's nice to be called something. Oh, and I'm sorry if you didn't want to answer questions about the podcast.
No, it's fine. It's just... I guess I'm... The body's still painful. It hurts to walk, and there's an itch near my left side that just won't go.
Daniel, I sympathize, but I don't apologize. Your body is beautiful, and new, and complex, and so very useful. I cannot even imagine the full extent of what your new body is capable of. The parts themselves are... singular.
Wait. Where did you get this... thing... from? Did you build it yourself?
I assembled it. But the parts are... from a diverse range of places from both the old world and the new.
That's... really vague.
I can't, and I shouldn't, tell you more than that. At least until the time is ripe, and so very ripe.
Rat, should I be worried?
Oh, no. Oh, truly, no. No one will claim ownership of the entirety except for you.
Reassuring?
Oh, I bet enough time has passed. You should probably go back and listen to another tape. Here you go.
Oh, all right. goddamn military time. How hard is that to understand? Okay, two more to go.
All right, now we're recording. Just sing it again for me, all right? Okay. Okay, I think I've got this. Da 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 da. How was that? How was that?
You'll never get it.
No. No. Do not tell me that. I'm improving. You said I was improving, didn't you? Didn't you?
I could jump 6 inches. I could jump 6 feet. I'm still not jumping to the moon.
It's you. You're not doing it properly. You're lying.
I've told you how you can progress, and you insist on simply singing songs.
No, I'm not doing it that way. We're doing this my way. TOC will have this. I will have this. LMG isn't going to poach our fucking shit this time, not fucking again. I'll be able to travel instantly, and I will be able to do it without losing myself. I'm not going to become something like you.
I have told you, and I will keep telling you. This power isn't a goal. It is an act of devotion. We're not like those flies drawn to the broadcast. We are in partnership. We worship it. Devotion.
I'm not giving it my blood.
Would you prefer another fluid?
I'm not doing that either.
You have to sacrifice in some way.
No. It's the fucking singing. It's some code, and you're attaching all these rituals to it, but they're useless. They're dead weight. I just need to know the code.
You could tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
You want to recite Beowulf for you?
No. One of your stories. Describe something important to you. Someone you love.
I don't. How is that going to help?
Humor me.
Fine. Janice. Girl in college. Really cute. Nice ass. Fun. I guess I loved her. Maybe. Whatever.
That's very thin, Timothy. A thin meal. But it might just work.
No. I'm not gonna let this... Suit. 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 Do you need me to... Okay, I don't want to hurt you, but I'm just going to... Are you... Damn it. Suit, can you...
I was malfunctioning.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to...
I was malfunctioning.
Yeah. I want to speak to someone.
You are speaking to me.
Yes, sorry. I know I am. But I want to speak to Davenport, or Mr. Brown, or someone who works for LMG.
You work for LMG.
God damn it. Yes. But can I talk to someone who can,
Fill me out?
Yes.
No one is currently scheduled to perform that action.
Oh. Well, is there a way to contact them without, without Rat?
No.
And, do you know anything about TOC or LMG? Or anything?
When I am empty, I do not have any information other than what is required to perform my duties.
You sure you're not Mr. Brown? You kind of remind me of him.
Many people have no personality. I am unique. I am simply empty.
Do you remember anything? about your old life? Before they changed you?
I am empty, Daniel Powell.
I'm sorry. If there's something left of a person in there, I'm sorry.
Your colleague was very thorough. I suggest you check this office later. Perhaps I will be filled out then.
Okay. Bye. And finally...
May 24th, 1998, around 2 p.m. Now, Timothy? We don't really want to do this again, do we?
I'm fine. I told you so many times, and you still don't understand.
Then find a way to make me understand, all right? You can get that through your head, can't you?
It's not language.
Timmy, listen to me. LMG expended a lot of resources in this merger, okay? And we want to see a return on our investment. Are you going to help us do that? Or are you going to keep being weird?
You heard the tapes. You know what she told me, what she showed me.
No, Timothy, we heard some fucking singing and some tape weirdness. We want you to fill in the blanks, you got it?
The singing is important. It's a story. It's a...
Timothy, just tell me. Where do you go when you disappear?
This city.
Okay. What's this city like?
It's dangerous, wonderful, indescribable.
No, you're not H.P. Lovecraft. Describe it.
You can't stay there long, or you're trapped there. And the singing's important. The ones who sing, only one note can't get to you when you're singing. Doesn't matter what you're singing, could be anything, but those things there won't touch you. And the Chain Forest, we lost so many people there. Sometimes the other people, they chase us, they hate us, almost as much as they hate you. And they're smart, they're so smart and tricky, and the bodies lying on the loam.
Timothy, I don't care about all that. I want to know how we can transport ourselves anywhere in the world. Tell me who we have to contact and what bargains we have to make.
It won't serve you. You have to serve it. You have to love it.
I'm sure we can fake it. I've had a lot of girlfriends.
She was trying to tell me, but I didn't understand. I didn't understand until she showed me.
Then show me.
No. You'll never see it. You'll never see it. You'll never see...
God damn it. Seriously, singing? That's all it was? Fuck. Suit? Mr. Brown? Davenport?
Don't you knock.
I need to talk to you, Mr. Brown.
Yes, obviously. I was searching for one of my files. As the costs for this project are astronomical, it is important to maintain proper file and resource management. Now, I am currently occupied. Is there anything pressing that requires my attention?
I want to know about TOC.
A former competitor, I believe. One we acquired in a hostile takeover.
But what did that have to do with the messenger?
Daniel Powell, our company is not some omnipotent monolith. We are operating with limited information in a very difficult field. I am doing my level best to maximize our profits. Now, as I am currently occupied, I suggest... Now, what the...
You were able to engage in conversation with Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I think. Okay, just stay there.
I was not planning on leaving, Daniel Powell.
Did you hear? And did you hear?
Yes.
We should be careful.
Fuck yeah, we're back.
How are you? Are you okay?
This little girl can run pretty fast when she's got to.
We heard you over the walkie-talkies. You came through somehow. We made it to the radio station and those things stopped following us.
You had to sing.
What?
To stop those things. It's simple. You just had to sing. They don't like that for some reason.
Fuck, you tell us this now.
I didn't know until now. I'm in the...
Are you kidding me? We almost died out there. Or worse. We were this close.
What was the radio station like?
The people there are normal. Sort of.
They're obsessed. The station gets played everywhere, and all the people in the little town or whatever, they just dance.
Oh, they are still themselves, but they have forgotten who they are by choice.
You can talk to them. They're, like, happy or whatever.
But it's easy to get swept up. Isn't that right, Lou?
It's hypnotic.
For you, maybe. I had to stuff his ears with sealant so I could drag him kicking and screaming back to the outpost.
I said I was sorry.
I know you're sorry. I was saying it so that these two know exactly who they're dealing with because they may want to reevaluate who they trust to watch their back.
God damn it, it wasn't my fault. Just listen to them.
Don't you start playing that. It has to be dangerous.
We already heard it. It's not going to have an effect on us way out here.
Well, what about those two?
Clara, literally the only reason I'm here is because I can listen to tapes without my soul shattering.
What about your...
We're calling him Rat now?
Rat?
That isn't very professional.
He gave himself the nickname.
It's a fun nickname, and I would like to hear the tape. It'll be my cheat day.
Ugh, fine. Lou, give him the tape.
I can play the tape off my mic.
We have a human boombox?
The human boombox was my nickname in high school.
Wait.
He's kidding.
Were you kidding?
I was kidding. Hand it over. Didn't hear you two in the recording.
It's difficult to talk when you're listening to it.
The music kind of overpowers you.
Oh, the difficulty of asserting your own narrative when confronted with an older story, lost in music, erasure of personality.
What he said.
All right. Anyone in suit?
No. Mr. Brown just left.
Oh, good. And before I forget, when we were at the radio station, we saw an ocean in the distance. Probably something you should look into. Now, I am going to go to bed because I have earned it.
Yeah, I should probably get something to eat.
Good for you. Oh, Dan, thanks for telling us to turn left. And for telling us about the trap. Thanks.
Anytime.
Oh, Daniel, you should probably go to bed, too. You've had an eventful day.
I'll get there eventually. How'd it go? Let me guess. Knife, no sounds.
Conan. Good.
I'm getting real tired of this, by the way. I'm officially done with cryptic shit.
Understood.
That's it? Understood?
Yes.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about TOC, would you? Or the cult that's been sabotaging everything? Or whoever the messenger is? Well?
Told me. Not cryptic.
So it's impossible to say anything without being cryptic?
Yes.
Great. So why'd you come here?
Check up on you. Warning. Advise.
What do you want to tell me?
Soon. Time comes. Cut off her fingers. Goodbye.
God damn it.
We hope that more of this story was revealed to you. We are not inclined to give you answers in a straightforward fashion, but answers will be provided to you eventually. Now, there are ways for you to connect with this story that you are listening to. There is a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81. There is a Twitter, @archive81. A Facebook page, a website, archive81.com, and you can send emails to people who will read them at archive81podcast@gmail.com. Once again, Adam Tickets has helped us broadcast this story. Adam Tickets is a free app that makes it easier to go to the movies. You can buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and with Adam, scan your QR code at the theater. You will not have to wait in line. And if you plan a movie with the humans you have grown accustomed to, you can invite them right from your app, so you can sit together without footing the bill. It is a very useful thing that humans have made. There are many movies you can buy tickets to using the Adam Tickets app. For example, you could watch the Lego Batman movie. We are an entity that is not entirely human any longer, whose minds have expanded and contracted, who know so many unimaginable things. Yet even we really want to see the Lego Batman movie. It looks positively delightful. The app makes everything faster. Skipping the box office line and pre-ordering concessions means you'll have less time to ponder the nature of existence. The app makes everything faster. Skipping the box office line and pre-ordering concessions means you'll have less time to ponder the nature of existence. You can receive the app at the website AdamTickets.com or download the Adam Tickets app today. That's ATOM Tickets from the App Store or Google Play. Try it out and get $5 off your first order with code DEADSIGNALS. Just download the app. It's ATOM Tickets, and use the code DEADSIGNALS. DEADSIGNALS, it is the name that you should use. We are Droman, and we are saying goodbye. There will be a new episode of this object on Wednesday, March 1st.